We need real peace. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 18. Today's verses come from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 18. But now in Christ Jesus you, who once were far away, have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you, who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. The President went to Germany, and regarded the reunification of East and West Germany as a mirror. The fact that she planned the reunification of North and South Koreas, coming up with a specific direction, this was an extremely meaningful thing to do. I am expectant that the time of reunification would come in our generation for sure. A while ago, when I went to East Germany, I went to Berlin Wall. Once that was a divider of East and West Germany. The most memorable thing for me was that there was a grand church hall in the center of the city. But it still had the look of a terribly destroyed church, due to the bomb blast in the Second War. I asked why the church has been still kept like that, and I have been told that they are keeping it as a mirror of history, so that they can show their next generations how horrible and scary the civilization of the humanity is, who have lost their peace. This time the top leaders of the world met in the Nuclear Security Summit about the peace of the world. This is something that cannot be accomplished easily. The modern civilization makes our lives extremely comfortable, but in fact, this is not helping us to have peace. In the past, there were not many psychological diseases like stress, insomnia, nervous breakdown and depression. There was no environmental pollution, and we did not have a war with psychological pollution like we do these days. The comfort of civilization, on the contrary, destroys the peace of the humanity. In Picasso Museum, there is a terrestrial globe among sculptures. This has been broken down like a sawtooth, and in it, it fully has the scenes of modern civilizations. This tells us that the egoistic, self-centered civilization that left God destroys the peace of the humanity. That's right. The people of the modern time need the true peace. Firstly, the peace is for two to become one. Paul said, in today's words, the true peace is for two to become one. The individual and the other individual become one, the nation and the other nation become one, and God and us, we become one. Secondly, the Lord came to the world to give peace. In verse 14, it says, "For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility." The cross of the Lord made the humanity, who has become enemy and God, to be one. So the Lord is the King of peace. Therefore, we need to live our lives by holding on to the hands of the Lord all the time. The problem lies when we hold on to the hand of the Lord, but at the same time, with the other hand, when we do other things. Then we should know that the true peace does not get accomplished. I am going to share a story that has happened in a high school some time ago. Two students argued over a small thing a day ago, and they went home. But a day after, a student who was ashamed by this put his hand out asking for a handshake. He said that he wanted to be reconciled. At the moment that other student put his hand out to give him a handshake, this student poked the other student by a sharp knife. This person was hiding the knife on the other hand at the time of handshake. This other student died at that scene. An accident like this happened. In the same way, even though one person is handshaking, but if the other hides something on the other hand, when one person is smiling, but has hatred in the heart, when one person talks about peace, but on the other hand is preparing for a war, like these, when something is hidden when putting the hand out, the true peace would not be accomplished. It is the same as the problem of our North and South Korea relationship. When one talks about peace, but prepares the war, or when helping the dispersed families to meet together, they should not shoot the missiles. North and South Koreas, both of them without hidden secrets, without hidden plots, they need to put their hands out. As the words of today say, when two truly becomes one, there would be true peace. This morning, I am going to share grace about the three kinds of peace that we must have. Firstly, we need to have peace in heart. Let us read verse 14 together. Verse 14 says, "For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility." The Lord is our peace. It has been said that the Lord has destroyed the barrier in the middle. Even though the people talk about the world peace, if I do not have peace in my mind, then that does not mean anything. Even though I have noble knowledge, if I do not have peace in my mind, that noble knowledge does not mean anything. Even if I am on high position, have a lot of possessions, if I do not have peace in my mind, and if I cannot have proper sleep because of the worries, anxiety, insecurity and concerns, then I would not be a happy one. The most important thing is that there should be peace in my mind. Humans are psychical and spiritual beings. Humans are different from animals. Humans cannot have peace only with clothes that we wear, food that we eat and with the shelter that we live in. But animals, on the contrary, if they have these three things, they can live. However, people, humans, are not like that. Humans need to have freedom, need to have love and need to have peace. It is because humans are psychical and spiritual beings. So, in humans, at times there are inner troubles, psychological suffering and anguish. Also, in their minds, there are anger and hatred. Pain, such as nervous breakdown, these are psychical diseases that only humans get. Even when the dogs or cats are intelligent, have you heard that these animals were suffering from distress and worry about tomorrow? Because humans are the only psychical beings, they need peace even more. When these things have been lost, they cannot enjoy happiness even with any possessions. For people to live happily, they need to have peaceful minds. Paul gives us the answer for this. Paul is emphasizing on the Holy Spirit. In verse 18, it says, "For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit." Paul said two people have access to the Father by one Spirit. We can get all the problems sorted out in the Spirit. The fight with our own selves, that we cannot win over with our own strength, the countless issues in our lives, that we cannot possibly solve with our own power and troubles in our spirits, we can, in spirit, get these sorted out. So in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "So he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." The Spirit of God allows the lives that were once destroyed, minds that were once divided, spirits that were ill and minds that were entangled to be one and whole, so that we can go forward to the Father. My dear family in Christ, the true peace for our minds, we cannot find it anywhere else. Only when we go forward to the Father, we can get this. Because in the arms of the Father is where we can get true rest. The Holy Spirit gives peace in our minds. For some reason, if there are things that take away the peace from us, the Holy Spirit protects us. Therefore, we need to long for the Holy Spirit at all times. The Holy Spirit guides us to go forward to the Father and gives us peace. Secondly, there should be peace in the relationship with people. Let us have a look at verses 14 to 15. Verses 14 to 15 say, "For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations." His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace. A person cannot live by himself or herself. A mankind cannot live alone. We all live together with someone. Even when there is a person who is a celibate, this person has chosen not to get married with someone, that is all. We need to know that we all live with other people in the community called society. So people cannot exist apart and away from the relationship with other people. An individual meets another individual and form a family. Families are gathered to form a neighborhood. Neighbors and neighbors are gathered to establish a community called the society. In the Bible too, it does not talk about the Christian lives, while ignoring the relationship with other people. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 23-24, it says, "Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift." This means, if we have blockage in the relationship with people, our relationship with God also gets blocked. We need to sort this out on the land, so that this gets sorted out in the heaven as well. Paul said in verse 14, "The barrier, the dividing wall of hostility." In verse 15, he said, "By abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations." His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace. He called it the thing that made enemies. Of course it talks about the relationship with God, but in the relationship with people, if there is a blocked barrier, the peace gets destroyed. For peace in the relationship with people, we need three things. Firstly, we need to live together with others. We need to think about that fact, that humans are not to live alone. Humans are not the beings that live alone. The roads we walk on, these are not the ones that we only get to walk on. Therefore, we need to keep to the rules and order. Even when we want to talk, if others dislike it, then we need to be quiet. A while ago, I saw someone who was drunk in the park. That person was fully drunk and was peeing in the park. I asked him, "How come you are peeing here?" That person sweared at me, with the words that I cannot possibly say aloud. "It is my freedom." "Is it your freedom?" "Is that freedom?" "That is self-indulgence." These days I heard that if people get drunk, then they go in the police station. Where is the country like this? It is a breakdown of the public power. It is not freedom, it is self-indulgence. We need to learn the ways to live together with others. Also, we need to protect the weakness of others. Weakness is, in another word, a scar. It is pain and it is an area that is somewhat insufficient. We should not touch this. All people have their weak parts. Mean and bad people, they make other people's weaknesses to appear bigger. In the married couple relationship too, if they touch their sensitive weak parts, the happiness gets broken down. A person who hurts others by exposing other people's weaknesses that they did not want to reveal to others, a person like this is a person with bad human nature. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will have darker visions that see the weakness in others, and I hope that your eyes that see the good side in people get better visions. So the relationship with people gets better. A secret to succeed is to live in a good relationship with others. We need to form the relationship of love well, too. In a family, to keep peace, they need to form a community of love. Relationships between a married couple, siblings and parents-children relationship as well, all the relationships need to seek happiness. The source that links all the relationships is love. When the relationships get linked well with the hooks of love, the peace of the people relationship can get established. In contrast, if people hate each other and in jealousy, in trouble, then the peaceful people relationship gets broken down. Eric Fromm defined love in three definitions. Firstly, love is taking the responsibility. A person who cannot take responsibility does not have the right to love. In families of today, why many families have been destroyed and why is the divorce rate getting higher? It is because people cannot take responsibility about love. Secondly, love is giving. Love is helping, understanding, forgiving and covering up. Thirdly, love is being interested. The opposite of love is not hatred, but it is having no interest. A person's mind moves towards a person that he or she loves, and also the body moves towards a person that he or she loves, too. Have a look at the parable of lost lamb of Jesus. Out of 100 lambs, when there was one lost lamb, he left 99 lambs and he sought and sought for that one lost lamb. Some persons said that Jesus only focused on one lamb, but it is not true. He counted all 100 lambs every single day, so he was able to know that he was short of one lamb. Love is being interested. But these days, love seems to be a commercial transaction. Because you give, I give too, it is like this. What kind of love is this? Is this love? Love is an enjoyable thing even though a sacrifice is involved. That is real love. Thirdly, there should be spiritual peace. In verses 15 to 16, it says, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. A word, spiritual, means the relationship with God. God is spirit and humans have body as well as spirit. Humans are spiritual beings, so only with clothes, food and shelter, they cannot enjoy peace in minds. A married couple had a fight. I met a husband afterwards. The husband said, is there nothing in my family? Is there no food? Is there no good quality clothes? There is nothing that is insufficient, but why is that woman complaining? Why is that woman dissatisfied? Humans are different from animals. This husband was not aware of the more important thing. For humans, even when clothes, food, shelter have been provided, they do not say that they are happy. They need to have original love and peace, as well as their physical bodies, because humans are very much spiritual beings. There needs to be true peace, that can only be obtained in the spiritual relationship with God. Like our water, that we drink gets sourced through the pipeline, in the same way, the true peace needs to be provided through the right relationship with God. So in Psalms chapter 119, verse 165, it says, great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. Great peace means true peace, that comes from the heaven above. When we live lives with a right relationship with God, there would be peace in minds, happiness, joy and grace. We need to put our roots of our lives on God and enjoy the true peace. Our Lord is the King of Peace. He came to this land to give this peace. To enjoy this spiritual peace, we need to do two things. Firstly, spiritual peace comes from faith. We need to live by faith. The relationship with God, too, it is only by faith. Apart from faith, we are unable to enjoy the spiritual peace. With peace, we receive love, and with peace, we get to enjoy the grace and blessings of God. Have a look at the people in the Bible who enjoy peace as they live their lives. These are the people that walked with God in faith. Abraham was like this, Isaac, Enoch, David and Noah as well, these people were like that. The spiritual peace, this comes when we pray. Prayer is the communication with God. It is breathing of soul. Prayer is the key. When people prayed, the prison that could not possibly be shaken got moved, the door lock that could not possibly be unlocked got unlocked, and the jail door that could not possibly get opened got opened. In the time of Lent, let us look upon the cross and kneel down. The blood of Lamb that was spread in the Passover, I hope that this would also flow in your minds and spirits. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is there peace in your minds? Is there true peace in your family? It seems that the people of modern days have abundant lives, but without the true peace in their minds, they wander around. The peace lacks in the relationship with people. The reason is the pipeline that provides true peace and Jesus Christ, that is the source of Christ, have been blocked. That is, in other words, Jesus Christ is like a pipeline that supplies the peace of God. In year 1945, The U.S. experimented with atomic bombs in the deserts of New Mexico. The atomic bombs blasted successfully with the bright light that was brighter 1,000 times than the sunlight. The members of the parliaments were all shocked about these nuclear weapons that got produced. Shouldn't there be a protecting weapon that could fight against this deadly weapon? A member of the parliament asked. A reporter who was presenting about this weapon answered. Then what would that protecting weapon be? It is a weapon called peace. Then where is that weapon that is called as peace? At that time, there was a cross over the window. He pointed out at the cross. The main figure of the cross, Jesus Christ, is the owner of this peace. If Jesus comes in our hearts, then this becomes peace that could control against this deadly weapon. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.